Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Well, we have a story, a stalking story from The Villages. The Villages. I feel like I'm talking about Minecraft. A villager, I mean, literally, it's like Minecraft. A villager was accused of tormenting her neighbors, but she is going to avoid prosecution in a stalking case after her neighbors were forced to sell their home and leave The Villages. Sousa Barr, 77, of The Villages, she was of Santo Domingo in Sumter County, agreed to enter into a pretrial intervention case to avoid prosecution. She had to do anger management. She apparently was terrorizing her neighbors because she got a dog and then would not train the dog, keep the dog on a lead. And I'm not one of those people who are against pit bulls because I actually know about dogs, and like people who think that they get a teacup dog and then act like, I know dogs. But she got a pit bull. You got to train dogs that are bigger and you got to train them. She didn't train him. She didn't train this dog, didn't keep it on a lead or nothing. And she let her dog run around the neighborhood, and it was like running down and attacking other neighbors' dogs. So that's a problem. And she refused to do anything about it. It would go after neighbors' cats, all kinds of stuff. And so, according to the news here, that what's being reported. And then when she was asked by one neighbor to do something about her dog, she cussed him out. And then she just started harassing them. She was anybody who worked on, like, landscapers, package delivery people. Apparently, she would use foul language whenever she saw them. They issued they had a trespass warning issued against her. And then she tried to have them swatted, apparently, when they tried to remove a tree from their own property. Oh my gosh, she finally had her animal taken away after it attacked another dog. She followed them, apparently, according to the story, harassed them. So now they had to sell their house. They left The Villages, and she got all these citations against her. She seems like she would boil somebody's bunny. I gotta be real. That's a crazy lady. Our partners, Kel-Tec, awesome American company. Kel-Tec, American company, and Florida, born and bred. And they share your values, obviously, but they're a very innovative Florida-based creator of pistols, rifles, shotguns, accessories, gear, all kinds of stuff. And they've got game-changing innovation and performance. The Sub-2K Gen 3, light, foldable, and effective. I have the Gen 2 iteration. The Gen 3, you no longer have to detach your optics to fold it in half, and it just as quickly and easily deploys too. There's some redesigned and upgraded things on this. Like, for instance, you have lightened action for easy racking, redesigned operating handle for added comfort, ambidextrous bolt hold open, all providing improved manipulation and quality made right here in the U.S. of A. See everything that Kel-Tec has to offer for yourself at KelTecWeapons.com, and be sure to follow them on social media. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. Politico said that the Biden team was whipping delegates literally as he was dropping out. As they were posting the statement, apparently his people were still on the phone whipping delegates for him. Golly, this is just such a mess. Biden said that he was going to be speaking to the nation about this at some point this week, but they didn't say when. Kane's like, you don't think he's going to at all? Not this week at all?
No, I'm sure Biden's body double will be out there talking just like they say.
You think?
Yeah.
His body double.
They're just getting the...
Why did I ask him? Why did I ask him?
They're just getting...
I'm just going to... You know what? I'm just going to bring all the foil in and just foil you in over there.
Getting the human suit. You know,
you think he's in a suit. Kane honestly believes. What do you believe? Tell everybody what you believe. You believe this. Go ahead.
Well, look, we have a lot of reason.
No, don't sit here.
Hold on.
Look at how reasonable he's being right now.
But
on
break,
he's like, oh, you know what?
I haven't shied away from my positions at all. But based on what we know right now, which is, have you seen the president for the past few days?
5 days.
The signature that was on that resignation letter.
Well, he is
tends to be
feeble.
A little tiny different than the signatures he's recently put on some legislation.
He's like falling down on flat spaces.
Yes.
He's going to completely not be able to sign his name. Yeah.
Which reinforces the case of him getting out of there. But I think that his defiance over the weekend, remember when we were going into the weekend on Friday and he was like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm running.
Yeah, now he's like, I'm not running.
Well, somebody, deep state or otherwise, convinced him that his COVID was going to get a lot worse if he decides to not bow out. And now here we are, a signed letter, no video. Like, wouldn't a president put a small little video
something.
Out there?
Yeah, something.
Anything. Nothing like that has happened. So I think that we're, you know, we're being bamboozled by those who've been pulling the strings.
I mean, it is weird that, because it's not on official White House stationery either. Now, that could be because it's his campaign and he just yeah. did it because they're so, I mean, I get that. And that's, you know, I'm kind of looking at that. Maybe that's why. But yeah, a lot of people were asking questions about, but also too, their handwriting, especially because isn't it set, the rumors that he's got Parkinson's, right?
Yes.
Okay, he's got C-3PO arms.
I mean, they've denied that.
Okay, well, look at him, though. I mean, he can deny. They can deny it 6 ways to Sunday, but, I mean, we see True. Him. I mean, look at him. So it does sort of look like, I think he signed it, but I think that he's also just not physically capable of doing his job, and that's why, you know, that's why he did
it the way. But they can't even polish him up a little to get a quick little one-minute video out there like that.
They can't polish him up to get him even 2 minutes of video without 11 frillion jump cuts. Like, I'm Joe Biden. I mean, that's like that bad, you know. It's like 5 jump cuts. Like, I'm Joe Biden. I mean, like, they put together, they might as well just have him sound out every possibility of the alphabet and just put words together AI like that. Oh my gosh, they could do an AI video. This is when you might actually see AI if it hasn't already been introduced.
Cheap fake.
The cheap fake. I don't know. There's not anything. I mean, I'm looking at his letter. He doesn't say anything to anything to Americans. Doesn't say anything to Democrat voters.
Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. What in the world? I mean, you're this. This is wild. It is a. It's a letter that was released on his digital social media account that's run by a staffer. Yep. There isn't a photo. This is a very, and this is when it gets very troubling for it's a national security issue, I think, because what happens if you have a tyrant or a terror cell that decides to get froggy? Where's the president? Where's the commander in chief? Drops, says he's not running for re-election. Nobody's seen him in a week. No photo. He just has this letter that they released on social media and that's it. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to think about stuff like that, but I have to be practical and and it's smart to consider everything. I don't know. I just don't know. I think though that I honestly believe that in terms of getting Biden out, I think it was Obama that had, it was Obama and Pelosi, but I think it was Obama too. I think both of them together shoved him out. Some people were saying, oh, he's Chicago waiting. Yeah, he probably did. I think the Biden family was too busy protecting Biden and covering their own backsides than to pay attention with any of this other stuff. I mean, where's this at? I wanted to pull this up too. This was, hang on, let me put, because there was a story, yeah, Joe's brother, Frank, this was weird. He said that the way that he, and this was, do we have this audio? This was, let me drop it in general. This was a CBS report. It was just weird the way that they talked about this. It was a CBS report, and apparently Frank, I don't know, his brother, the way his brother was describing it. Let me know when we got this audio, because I saw this morning and I thought that's a little odd. Yeah. Let's go ahead and show this, because this was this is when CBS was reporting it. And I guess they spoke to his brother. Listen.
Others, and here's what he told us. He said, I'm incredibly proud of my brother. Selfishly, I will have him back to enjoy whatever time we have left. He is a genuine hero. Country over self. It sounds corny in our cynical political environment, but he nor I are cynical. The goal remains the same. Defeat Trump and continue the work that Joe has done. My hope is that our party rallies around this heroic act. We asked him
whatever time we have left. So when he was asked about this, like a couple of weeks ago, he's like, oh, he's in tip-top shape, is what he had said. Yeah. So now, whatever time we have left, it sounds like he's on death's door. Right. Is that not weird? Am I reading too much into it? That's weird.
You're seeing what I'm seeing. You're seeing exactly what's helping shape my beliefs.
I don't know, man. That's weird. That is, I don't know. And then, in addition to all of this, I saw this last night as well. Hunter Biden dropped his suit against Fox News, where he was going after the revenge porn stuff. I think it would have been hard for him to win that because there's the measure of, are you a public figure? And he is a public figure. And he was the one who put this stuff on a public website. Yes. Well, yeah. So you can't say that you were revenge porn when you literally were selling your stuff to a public website. Cause I get, I'm assuming he makes money off of it. I don't know why anyone would take video of themselves. Oh, like literally grossed out myself just then and put it up on these websites like that. You know, you're Hunter Biden, but so he dropped because it wasn't going to, nothing was going to come of that anyway.
Hi, I'm George, an economics major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arnn with the Constitution Minute.
The Declaration of Independence is more than a bold letter to a British king written by upstart colonists, although it very much is that. The Declaration explains the promise of America, that all men and women are born equal in their possession of natural rights, and that the proper exercise of these rights can lead to a full and deeply satisfying life. Just as the Declaration explains America's promise, the Constitution upholds that promise. Its purpose is to protect the rights of all of us, our natural rights. This establishes the possibility, not the guarantee, that we can have a good life. This is true freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
An 89-year-old comedian. Why didn't they just say an 89-year-old lady? She's recovering because she was just randomly punched in New York. You know, if you're a tourist and you go to New York, you get free punches. You know that? It's like a thing. I love New York! Punch. An 89-year-old. She was just like knocked to the ground. She was waiting to cross the street. She just went to a coffee shop. She was waiting to cross the street, and somebody came up from behind her and then reached around and hit her right in the eye. She just knocked her right to the ground. I mean, she probably dropped her coffee, too. Good grief. And they said they were looking for a female suspect. And this is after Steve, you remember Steve Buscemi, what was it, last month? He got punched in the face. All these people are getting punched in the face in New York. I would not want to go to New York because you punch me. I'm going to want to punch you back in the face. I don't know. We got, it's just weird, man. That whole city. Also, let's see here. Ooh, America's Next Great Wine. Dustin, why is nobody ever talking about Southern Missouri wines? No, we're not doing this. We're not doing it. First off, no, heck no. No, no, no. You realize that when they had like a bunch of like a huge fungal outbreak in the wines in France, that we took cuttings from wineries in Southern Missouri and sent them there. And so basically they're all Missouri wines anyway. Just going to say, they're like, oh, there's a new wine region. It's the next great wine destination in Northern Virginia. And I have to say, some of the California wines are a little overrated. They said it leans more European than Californian. What does it even mean? I don't know. I'm not a Chardonnay drinker. I'm not a Pinot Grigio drinker. I'm usually a cab drinker. But we got a million moderately priced cabs out there, and maybe 50% of them are decent. But anyway, it's Southern. That's where the really, that's where it all.
And I kind of heard you in my head doing this story as like Schitt's Creek characters.
So if you love a good fruit wine like I do, then you're going to want to check out. See, we just need to get like Sazakaya or somebody to sponsor us, and then we can literally do the Moira Rose reads for them. Let's see. The FDA, again, missed its deadline to propose a ban on formaldehyde in hair products. And I guess they're talking about like straightening agents is what they're, because there are some that use, you got to be careful when you're using this stuff. We have a lot more on the way, including Dana might be getting a dog today. So, as you guys know, we had total change of tune here, total change of direction for the show. So we had two dogs, and we lost one dog 3 years ago, and then we lost Rocco in February. Like literally the day that we got back from SHOT Show, Rocco was not doing well. and we lost him the day we were back. It was horrific. It was just, you know, it's sad. And we knew he was struggling. He had PAC surgery and he'd been rehabilitated and he was doing well. And then he had it's like a deterioration of his esophagus, this brachycephalic dog. And Frenchies are adorable and they are really the sweetest dogs, but they suffer so many ailments. I can never do another Frenchie again after what we went through with Rocco and Louie. I love them so much, but I could never. And if you are not committed to medical bills and allergies and all of that, you should not do a Frenchie. So, and it was really hard. I still have his little dog sofa. I still have his little food and water bowl. There were certain things that we just couldn't get rid of. Certain things we did. We donated a lot of their beds. They had beds all over the house. Rocco had to have beds literally all over the house because he had trouble walking. And I would put down like just cheap rugs, little runners for him to walk because we have hardwood floors because he struggled with his bad leg and his back and all that. So he could grip the floor. So he kind of like a weird, you know, weird stuff all around the house. But I did that just so he could had places to walk and he could, you know, grip the floor. And he had beds everywhere. So we donated those to different shelters. And we always I don't ever talk about it on air because I get real Book of Matthew about it. But we always financially support shelters. And there's like small shelters. Like there's a great one out of Kentucky called Backroads that, you know, they find and rehabilitate these animals and we help with their vet bills and things like that. But I wanted to go to a shelter because I'm like, doesn't feel right to just get a puppy, and I didn't want to go to the breeder route. I've gotten dogs from fancy breeders, right? I've done that before. I've had every type of dog you can imagine. And some of the best dogs that I've had were dogs that were just mutts. They weren't, you know, I mean, our dog Louie came from a very, like a champion line, and he still, you know, had all these ailments. It's nothing is a guarantee. And I wanted to go to a shelter, but here's my problem. I don't care what people think about me. I don't care. My problem is walking into a shelter and feeling like the Simon Cowell of the shelter. And I'm trying to figure out, well, this dog is good enough. This one isn't. What a jackass thing to do, right? I don't know how to do this because Kane was like, are you a worry that you're going to like vibe with every dog? And I'm like, yes, I am Snow White. Like I am the person that butterflies will land on, and dragonflies are like, hello. And Kane asked me, he's like, do birds help you dress in the morning? It's a big problem. So I don't know what to do. Like, I don't want to walk in there and feel like these dogs' spirits are already broken enough. Like they're sitting in their little cells, listening to like Death Cab for Cutie and cutting their paws. I don't know. Like, I just don't.
You mow dogs?
Yes. I don't know what to do. It's a problem. So I would love to hear from people who have done this because I will want all of them. That's my problem. I am a little afraid to let loose in there. Kane, what do I do? I don't know what to do. Internet, tell me, what do I do?
I know you fear you're going to vibe with every dog. And
yes,
that's
I will.
Fine,
all of them. Even the ones who don't want to vibe with me, I'm like, no, you're going to be my friend.
That sounds creepy. Do that.
You know what I mean, though?
No, but I think what's going to happen is you're going to see. You already have in mind the kind of dog you're looking at, right? You already have a vision
yes,
in your head.
Then I know me. I'm like, Dana, this is the type that's best for us, blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to go in there and be like, that one. I just know me. I know me. I'm a toddler.
But I think because of what you have in your head, you've been thinking about this for a while. It's not like you just started thinking about this a couple days ago. You've been thinking about this for quite a while. I think you have in your head what it is you're looking for. Yes. And I think you're going to vibe with every dog. That's fine. But I think you'll really vibe with the ones that you want. Well, I said plural.
Yeah.
With the ones that you want.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. Because my husband was like, Chris is like, don't sit here and try to make this a two dog thing. And I'm like, dogs? And I just keep saying the same thing. Like the pelicans from, Finding Nemo. Mine? Dogs? Dogs?
Mine?
And he's like, you know, he's like, if you do that, I'll just leave. And I'm like, well, I'll just Uber back with dogs then. What are you going to do?
Looks like it's going to be dogs plural.
I mean, it's just, and what if it had a friend and it has to turn and look at its friend like, well, you know, and like, goodbye. I'm your,
it
you
is hilarious though
that
you do care about what the dogs think.
I do. I don't care what people think at all. But the dogs, I'm like, oh.
but it's what you think the dogs think.
Because they're That's pure, and I want a pure thing to think highly of me, so, and I don't care what people think.
What's it going
to
be? Is it going to be one dog or two dogs?
Two dogs.
Are you sure it's going to be two dogs?
Well, I mean, maybe if there's, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Okay. See, whenever I've gotten a dog, it's all, like, that has not been from someone else. It's always been a stray. So I've never gone into a shelter. As much as we've donated to shelters, I've never walked in there specifically for the task of taking a dog out.
The last dogs I've had
have been... Because I never wanted to walk where they... Because I know how I am.
Yeah, I've been from family or from people I know.
Because the moment I get in there, oh, man, I'm... No, it's going to be hard. It's going to... I'm going to be walking out with full arms
of dogs. I personally think you're going to vibe with the one or the two that you, you know...
And is it snotty to go to some shelters and not the other? Like, I don't know. That's the other thing. It's like, what about all the dogs at this shelter that I didn't go to? Oh, my gosh. You know, like, what a jerk am I, right?
Why? Because you can't take 100 dogs? You're the jerk?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
That's how my mind works. It's like, Dina, how dare you?
I can't take 1,000 dogs. I'm such a jerk.
I don't know what to do. So it's very difficult. I have no idea what's going to happen. I'm going to try to, like, I'll try to update you with video. So we'll see how this goes. I couldn't believe that he finally did it because he had been hesitant about going up from a shelter because his dad was a breeder, and so he's
for 24 hours. I haven't believed you when you texted me yesterday that Chris said you could have dogs. I was like, no, he didn't.
Yeah,
you're not
telling. Oh, he totally did. I broke him, man. Lying. I broke him. I mean, to an extent, like he was like, okay, dog, and I go, dogs.
I talked to him today, and I said, yeah, Dana's talking about getting dogs, and I told her I don't believe you agreed to that. And he's like, no, actually, I'm going to go with her. I'm like,
he's a good man. Wow. All right, so we'll see about the dogs situation.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.